Welcome. I'm going to give you guys a minute or two to come in. I'm so excited about this call today. Okay. This is a Brady Bunch / meeting style call, which means that you have the option of turning on your camera or keeping it off. I'm just going to go ahead and get my settings. Just to make sure all that is ready to go. Okay, give me just 1 minute while I set this up. Welcome to the book study call. Okay. For now, I'm gonna set it so that you can't unmute yourself just as I get the call started, and then I'll change that setting later. Okay. Hello, say hi in the chat. Let me know if you can hear me. Okay. You guys are still coming in, so let me finish getting set up here. I'm so excited about this. Who else loved the interview that Corinne did with John Acuff? That was so good. Have you guys listened to that yet? So good. Okay. So welcome to the Soundtracks Book Study Call. This will be a book club style call. This is the first call for book club, the first book study where we're getting to do this type of call. So I'm very excited because it's just going to be so much easier for all of us to participate and discuss the book and make it really feel like a book club. It's a good thing it's not in my living room though, because I don't think all of you guys would fit. Okay, so I'm Coach Yesenia. Welcome to the call. Today we're talking about the book Soundtracks, which we have been reading together this month. I know some of you guys are still reading it. That's fine. Some of you guys got a head start or really got into it and have already finished it. That's also great. Doesn't matter if you're still reading it. You can definitely still participate and still get a lot out of this call. I'm one of the No BS coaches. I've been at No BS for over a year now. I run the quarterly book study. I create the newsletter for you every week. And I also work with several private clients inside No BS, work with several amazing ladies that I love to talk to every week. I help them lose weight and help them show up like the bad bitches they are. So that's by far my favorite thing to do every week, is just talk to my clients and help them hit their goals and get all their bullshit out of the way. Before we get started, I want to make sure that all of you know about the workshop that's happening on January 2nd, 2022. I'm going to drop the link in the chat for anybody who's like, what workshop? What are you talking about? When is it? Tell me all the details. So just drop that into the chat. Yeah, let me know if you, Tracy's already very excited about the workshop, as you should be, because it's going to be so good. This is a free event that is included with your membership. Think of it as like a mini camp. And it is your gift from Corinne and the No BS team for the new year. It's going to be like an amazing event. We are going to help you get set up for 2022. It's called Building the You of 2022. So very, very excited for that. Let me change my name super quick. Okay. Awesome. So I'll put that link in there one more time. If you go ahead and save the date, because you do not want to miss that, whether you come live or catch the replay. We will have replays, but it's going to be like a whole day event on getting set up for 2022. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to make sure that everybody here knows about it, because it's a great next step now that book study is wrapping up. So, okay. I'm also going to put in right now the Soundtracks book study homepage. If you're like, where can I find the study guide? Where can I, whatever, like if you need anything from the book study, that link is in the chat as well. Okay, now we're gonna get started. I'm gonna go ahead, change the setting again. Let me just put that over there. And okay, where are my participants? Okay. Okay, so I want us to get started with some quick icebreakers. So you should have some reaction buttons on your screen. It has like a little like smiley face that you can click. I want you to use that for your first couple of questions. And then some of the other questions you may be able to unmute. Okay, I want to know, first of all, give me an emoji. It can be any of the little reaction emojis. Let me know if you have made your plan for today. Who has made their plan for today? Give me an emoji. Very nice. Awesome. Okay. And it's not too late. If you haven't made one, you can go ahead and make one for tomorrow. Okay. Next question. Who has done their November monthly assessment? Give me an emoji. Yeah. Awesome. Several of you have. That's a great next step. If you've been like really good with your plans and everything and you're ready to like dive a little bit deeper, that's a great next step. Okay. Okay, I can hear something in the background. 1 second. Okay. Next question. And for this one, it's not an emoji. It's just like if you want to unmute, you can raise your hand and then you can tell me. What is your favorite Karenism? Raise your hand if you have a favorite saying that Corinne says. I see your hand raised, Christy. You can unmute and tell us.
I didn't die and I didn't get pregnant.
I didn't die or get pregnant. Yes, a classic. Does anybody else have a favorite Corinneism? Or type it in the chat. Yeah. Not in my plan, not in my mouth, not on my ass. Yeah. Go ahead, Stephanie. I see your hand up.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't get unmuted. I love the one from yesterday's call, get your tits, get your weave, get your mind right.
I love it. Awesome. Okay. Okay, so this is like a Brady Bunch style call, and I did it this way on purpose because I want us all able to discuss the book. So I have several questions for us, and go ahead and, you know, grab your book or your study guide or whatever you may need. The first question that I'd love for us to discuss is, what common soundtracks did you guys notice this past month? Like, what soundtracks did you notice were playing in your head? It could be around weight loss or around something else. So let's, yeah, raise your hand emoji. Or just unmute and let us know. What soundtracks did you hear? Raise your hand. Yeah, that way we can like, so not everyone's talking at once. Go ahead, Tracy.
I'll do it tomorrow. I'll just do it tomorrow. I don't want to work out today. I'll just do it tomorrow.
That's a sneaky one. What about you, Jenna?
Oh, I feel like hers was like, I'm like, why didn't I catch that one? I do that all the time.
Yeah, some of y'all are taking notes, aren't you?
we actually went, like, we went to eat for a work meeting today, and like my food didn't come out right. And I was like, oh, I don't want to bother the waiter. Like, I'd rather just sit here. And I was like, oh my God, he said this exact example in the book. Why am I doing this?
Yeah. So what was it specifically? What was it?
It was like the food comes out at the restaurant and it's not done quite right or something. And he's got that. I think it's one of the kind of middle chapters. And he talks about like avoiding confrontation and, you know, just being like, oh, it's okay. I'm fine with it. Why am I doing this? Like, this is terrible. This food is terrible. Mm-hmm. This is my money. No, go get me what I want.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, May?
I'm lonely. Nobody loves me.
That one's just a punch in the gut, isn't it? Is that one that you still believe?
A little bit.
Okay. Hopefully, like with some of these, I can feel like a punch in the gut and they feel very true. But if you can at least start to wiggle out of it, you know, and start to see that it might not be true, that's a huge win.
What helps is when I crack a joke and you laugh on Facebook, or like when, you know, I'm listening to Korean, and that's why I like to do it live, because I can type, you know, my little jokes in there, and then when someone responds, I'm like, oh no, somebody laughs at me, somebody notices me. So that works.
Yeah. What about you, Mary Ellen? What's one soundtrack that you noticed?
This is too hard. And so I started writing in my planner, I'm not a quitter.
Yeah, I'm not a quitter. Every day. I like that. Yeah, that's a common one I hear with my clients too, or just like in the membership, like, oh, this is hard. Like, you know what my response is? Like, so? So? Like, a lot of things in life that are worth it are hard. Yeah. What about you, Fiona? I like you getting your walk in today in that beautiful weather.
It's hot here, so it's pretty hot. Mine is I never finish anything.
I like how in the book he pointed out, like, watch out for those soundtracks that have like never, always, those kind of blanket statements.
It's black and white thinking, isn't it?
Yeah. What about you, Lori?
It's never good enough.
Another never statement.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, let me look at the chat. You guys have, yeah, someone else in the chat said it's never enough. Yeah, someone said, like, I only have time to walk a mile, and that's not much, so. I always start out strong and then lose my motivation. I never finish anything, I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, a lot of similar ones. Okay, awesome. I want to know, what's a new soundtrack that you guys are practicing now? Like, what new soundtrack did you either like pick up from the book, or what's one that you came up with? Maybe like either using the study guide or journaling or however. Raise your hand. That makes it easy, because then you guys like pop to the top of my screen and we can go through. So Lori, what's a new soundtrack that you came up with?
Of them.
Is that your line?
I have one down that I'm a loving person. Yeah. I'm confident. I'm humble. I don't always believe all, I mean, I'm working on living them.
Yeah. I think all of us are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm not doing all of them as I should.
Yeah, I would say like as I want to. Like I really want to. It's not that I should, like that's just who I want to be. Watch where like you want to shit on yourself a little bit there. Okay, what about you, Marion?
One of the things that really hit me from the book was, am I focusing on the problem or the solution?
Yeah, that's so
I was having a lot of trouble with drinking, getting all the water in, and I was just, you know, shitting on my brain, was just dumping nonsense out, like, I can't do it, it's too hard, why can't I do it? And all I was doing was concentrating on that as opposed to trying to figure out what would make it work for me. So I've put a couple of plans together and it's been better. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting there.
I like that. Yeah. Sometimes we don't realize how much energy we spend on the problem and spinning, right? I like how he said, like, if you can spin, you can soar.
Yeah.
That was a good one. What about you, Rhonda?
The soundtrack, actually two of them that stood out for me from the anthem is Everything Always Works Out For Me. And the one about the only person getting in my way is me.
Do you guys get that? Everything always works out for me. That is like an always statement I do like. I practice that one too. Like, everything always works out for me. Yeah. And the only thing in my way is me. Yeah. Anybody else have a favorite anthem or soundtrack they got from the book or one that they came up with? Let's see in the chat. Cindy said, today's a brand new day. It can be different than yesterday. I'm dope and I do dope shit. A lot of people love that one.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
This is my first ever call-in. Is the book that you're referring to the planner, or is this a book that I don't have?
So this is a book study call for the book Soundtracks. So it's a book that we read together for anyone who wanted to jump in and read it with us. It's a book by John A. Tuff, and we had the author do an interview with Corinne on the 9th. So we have a replay of that. And yeah, it was just a book that we read this quarter, all about thoughts and overthinking.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
No,
I didn't realize, and I thought I'd give it a try, and here we are.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you decided to jump in. You took action, right? That's what the book talks about. Like, the antidote to overthinking is action.
Well, thank you. I'll have
to if you ever want to check it out, go to the website, nobswomen.com, and it's under our self-study resources.
I'll check it out. Thank you so much.
Of course, and welcome. Okay, Lori, did you have a question or a soundtrack that you want to share?
Is my hand still up?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No.
You're good.
Let me see if, there we go, lower hand.
Awesome. Okay. You know what one of my favorite soundtracks was, and it wasn't from the book. My favorite one from the book was maybe Spare Team Dads Up, because I feel like that one applies to like leaving little bites behind, or, you know, if you're not hungry yet, waiting 10 more minutes, that kind of thing. Like those little things that you do add up. But my favorite one, probably not from the book, that I think a lot of us could get a lot out of by practicing, is by Snoop Dogg. Have you guys ever seen that video where he's like, I want to thank me? And he has, it's like a, he gives like a little speech. He's won some kind of award or something. And the whole speech is like, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for showing up. I want to thank me for doing this. I want to thank me for, you know, doing this. Have you guys ever heard that? Like, look it up if you haven't yet. It's a really good video, and I feel like a lot of us here don't do that enough. So that's a good one to add. If, because I know in the study guide, there is a whole page where you can create new soundtracks, borrow soundtracks, just have a whole list of soundtracks that you want to practice. That's a good one to add. I want to thank me. A lot of us by default look for what went wrong, how I failed, I'm not good enough. I could have done this better. How many of you guys have that shitty soundtrack? I could have done this better. I was just coaching a private client on that one today. Like, we can come up with a better, more helpful soundtrack, a more kind soundtrack than that, right? Like, I want to thank me. That's even like a good journaling prompt. Like, I want to thank me, and then just write about all the ways that you want to thank yourself for how you showed up today or how you talk to yourself this week. Okay.
Hey, so this is Joan. This isn't exactly a soundtrack, but it's when I first started with the John A. Cuff stuff, I kind of got the questions in the wrong order. So, and basically what I just ask myself is, you know, when I have a thought of, you know, is that kind, is that helpful? And I don't even bother with, is it true? Because most of the time it's not, right? So, you know, just basically doing that has also kind of started to change even the way I think about other things, right? Like, is that a kind thought? You know, is that kind? Is that kind? Is that kind? Is that helpful? So yeah. I ask myself that about a lot of different things.
Yeah. Raise your hand if you have started doing that. Like, you catch yourself sometimes with a shitty thought and you're like, wait, is that true? Is that kind? Is that helpful? Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's probably one of, that's probably like, if not the top takeaway, like one of the best takeaways from the book. Just those three simple questions. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it helpful? Yeah. I love that you guys are practicing that. I'd love to hear more about like top takeaways that you got from the book. Feel free to like raise your hand or unmute and jump in. Give me some of your favorite takeaways. It could be a passage, a sentence, or a win that you had this month, thanks to like what you got from the book.
I've got one. I've had been, without realizing, already teaching some John Acuff to my kids. So I've got 10, 8, and 6, and I've been telling them, do you want to get frustrated or do you want to fix it? And I've been telling that for years. So it was like his, as his spinning in the problem sort of thing. And I just say to them, do you want to get frustrated or do you want to fix it? So I'm just amazed that through no
I think you're breaking up a little bit. Is she breaking up for anybody else?
Pretty teaching my even though I was 40, I'm 43. That I'm putting of not having to do this work at 43.
Can you say that again really quickly, Fiona? You were breaking up a little bit.
Okay, come back out here, see if I can get better. So I was saying that because I'm teaching my kids, I'm just crossing the road to get away from the cars. Because I'm teaching my kids this stuff now, it's like self-affirmation that I'm teaching them good habits that hopefully that I didn't learn till I was 43, and my little girl's gonna be set, my little girl's gonna be set up to have a positive relationship with herself.
Yeah.
Because what I'm learning.
Yeah. You're breaking up again a little bit at the end there, but I think we got what you were saying.
So that was for me.
Yeah. So basically how grateful you are that they're getting to learn this stuff at such a young age versus us who are learning it as grown-ups. And I love seeing teachers, like, now we have a lot of teachers in the membership. I love seeing the posts where you guys are passing this stuff on to your students. I just think that's incredible. I love that. Okay. Did you want to say something, Mary Helen? I see your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Yeah, what really got me out of the book was, I'm going to read it off of here. It says, a soundtrack without action is just a fortune cookie, catchy, clever, but ultimately empty. Mm-hmm. And it really got me to thinking that when I was thinking things, and I was thinking and overthinking it, if I put an action to it right away and did something about it, it stopped that obsessive thinking about it. So it's helped me in a lot of other areas where, you know, I've put, maybe want to put off something and I start to think, well, you know, you're just being lazy and you don't want to do this. And it's kind of helped me to not do that. Just with that comment.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. One of my favorite things, definitely the antidote to overthinking, is action. Like, it's kind of like when we say in here, like, what's my next best decision, right? Like, when we're like in the middle of like spinning and like beating ourselves up because we had an ovary or whatever it is, it's like, all right, pause. What's my next best decision? Yeah. I also really like her. The whole chapter he had on win the week, that was really cool too. Where do I want to win this week? What soundtracks will help? What actions can I take? Like, that's a great way to make a weekly plan right there. Awesome. Okay, I see somebody else with your hand raised. Go ahead.
It's Paulette. Sorry, my Zoom doesn't have my name. The thing that I liked, and I took this from the interview, when he talked about self-awareness being your superpower. And I think a lot of the work that I'm doing in NoBS that resonated with me, he said three things, to forgive your former self, to enjoy your current self, and to prepare your future self. And from camp, that I thought that, you know, when we did that visualization and all, I thought that really connected nicely.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys haven't listened to that yet, it's I listened to it twice. It was so good. I love that part that you just shared. My other favorite thing from that interview, like, and I'd love to hear what you guys got out of it, was when he, like, one of the first things that he said when he came on, I don't know if anybody else noticed this, was, like, he's like, I want you guys to know, like, I'm not, like, a lot of people think I'm just, like, this naturally happy person, positive all the time. He's like, I'm really not. Like, I have this shitty thinking just like everybody else. I just, like, really work on it. And I, like, with my clients, I call it, like, giving your brain direction. A lot of the times, you know, we default to shitty thinking, and that's fine, but your brain really just needs a little direction every day. You've got to, like, just steer it where you want it to go, right? Otherwise, it likes to default to negative thinking, right? And fear and doubt and all of that. Okay. May, did you want to say something? I see your hand is up.
Yeah, I wanted to add what jumped at me was the part he's talking about how newness is difficult for our brains and we are quick to reject things. When he was talking about crushing his photographer friend's dream of building that special hotel because he just couldn't envision it. And I really connect with that strongly. I find that anything new immediately gets a visceral, like, that kind of response to me. And now that I'm aware of it, it helps to move forward and build better relationship with people.
It was a little bit hard to hear you, but I think you were talking about the section in the book where his friend was sharing an idea for him about a certain type of hotel to build.
Yeah.
And then he kind of, like, he didn't like the response that he gave. Like, later on, he's like, oh, that wasn't, like, a great response. And then later, the friend kind of confessed, like, yeah, I was kind of discouraged after he said that.
Yeah, yeah. He made the question all over his idea. And I think that, especially in creative jobs, you get it from your manager, you get it from your colleagues, and then you give it to them. So in my profession, I'm being very cognizant and careful when people come to me.
Being cognizant when people come to you and asking for feedback on an idea, for sure.
And also if it has my own new idea, right?
Yes, for sure.
So to accept it too.
Yeah. What about you, Catherine? Oh, you're muted.
I am muted. Okay. We good?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yes. Hi. I absolutely love John Acop, and I found him about a year and a half ago. So I was so excited that we were all doing this book together.
Yeah.
My first big reveal about this book is the soundtracks in my head. I equate to, like, the music at a shopping mall. Have you ever been to a shopping mall and they're playing some music and you kind of hear it, but then you kind of don't, you know? So that, when I really dug into soundtracks, and for me, that analogy really was strong for me, of that there's just this constant hum. And so that's my first thing I wanted to say.
So glad you said that, because that's such a great way to describe it, like soundtrack. It's like these little soundtracks that I was playing in the background. You may not even notice it, but it's setting the tone for your day and setting the tone for how you feel and what you do or don't do throughout that day, right?
Exactly.
And the second thing I want to share with the group is I so respect how John Acuff with this book and his program talks about it takes practice, which is right in link to what we're doing in No BS. These new thoughts don't just happen. Oh, I'm going to be a badass. Oh, I'm going to stay on plan. Oh, I'm going to drink my water. You have to keep practicing. And I'm at the practice part. Some days I don't like to practice, but I keep going. Anyway, I love the book and I hope everybody too.
Yeah, I think everybody did. I loved seeing all the Facebook posts that were popping up throughout the month about what you guys were getting out of it. That was amazing. And I think you're spot on with the practice part. This takes effort. It takes practice. It takes showing up day after day. And that's where you've got to like really find your reasons for why you choose to do that, because the result is not always immediate, right? Like, I've been at this for, like, you know, I've been a coach for over a year now, and I've been in the membership for close to 3 years now. And I feel like just now, like, wow, I can tell the noticeable difference from back then, but it's pretty recent, right? And I still have the shitty thoughts, but I'm like, okay, like, I can see now how much different my thinking is, but it's taken a lot of frustration, a lot of failure tolerance, a lot of like trying again and again and not figuring things out right away. It's like when you decide to start going to the gym, right? Like, results probably not going to come the first month or two. It's like you look back a year later and then you compare the two pictures and then you can kind of see, right? Okay. I see. Did you want to say something? Like, I see a raised hand, but I can't remember your name. I know you just told us. Was it Paulette? I can't remember. Maybe not. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I didn't lower my hand.
Oh, no, that's fine. I just want to make sure I'm not like skipping over everybody. Okay. I would love to hear. He talks in the book about having a symbol, right? And for him, it was like that half dollar, right? I loved when he was talking about that. I would love to know what symbol you guys came up with, or it could be like for your weight loss journey or just for, you know, your overall life. What is the symbol that you came up with? Go ahead, Deed.
Yeah, I've got the bracelet. It says just 10, but it reminds me to drink my water. So that's what I grabbed the other day to try working for me.
I like that. I love the idea of a bracelet because it's just, it's literally on you. You can see it all the time and it's just so easy.
Right, right.
Yeah. Does anybody have like a tattoo as a symbol? I feel like that could be another good symbol. Someone said, I used to have a turbo to remind me slow and easy wins the race. I like that. Sometimes I use that in the Facebook group, hashtag turbo club. I talk a lot about how it took me months to lose my first 5 pounds. And I just made peace with the fact that like this may go slower than I think it should. And that's okay because I know I'll get there at some point. Awesome. Phoenix. Somebody said a phoenix. I love that. I love like the symbolism behind the phoenix and what it means. Anybody else have a symbol that you want to share in the chat or raise your hand? Linda?
Blank. I end up burning them.
Oh, I see.
Can you see it?
Yeah. So it's a tattoo. Is it like a rose or a flower?
And I see yep, and it says, can I just?
Potatoes. Oh, I love that.
Potatoes.
Can I just? That's beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, I look at it daily when I'm walking to just motivate myself to go just a little bit further.
I love that. Awesome. Thank you. Catherine in the chat said, a star is my symbol for the 5 points. Wonder Woman, that's another good one. A crown, that's the one that I came up with too. that was this kind of, I was like, this is a little hard for me to come up with. And I was just thinking, but I think a crown was a really good one because it helps you step into, you know, that energy of feeling like a queen, you know, holding your head up high, remembering how amazing you are, like being a hero of your own story even, and then just the fact that it goes on your head and just, you know, reminding yourself of how important your thoughts are. So I think the crown is an excellent one. Awesome. I'm just scrolling through the chat here. Okay. Amy asked a really good question in the chat. She said, where do these shitty thoughts come from? Such a good question. So these are just when you're the age from like 0 to like 10 years old, your brain is like a little sponge that's just absorbing everything. It's learning how the world works. It's learning like how to be a human, how you're supposed to show up, what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do. And it's just picking up everything around you and interpreting things. It seemed like how, you know, your parents behave, your guardians behave, your teachers, what you see on TV, what you see other people doing, your peers. And it's just picking up things. And sometimes it just picks up things and it interprets them as like, oh, you know, a relationship is supposed to be like this. Oh, a body is supposed to be like that. A girl's not supposed to do this. A guy is not supposed to do that. Or it's picking up things about yourself too. Like, oh, this and this happened. Or, you know, someone said this to me. That must mean I'm not good enough. And so that's where those come from. And that's why they feel so true, because you've been practicing them since you were a kid. But I love that at any point, you can identify what those are and just and let them go, right? That was a lot of the work that we did at camp. Okay. I'd love to hear what surprised you about the book. Did anything surprise you? Raise your hand or drop a comment in the chat. What surprised you about the book? Nobody? Nobody was surprised? Go ahead, Tracy.
I think I was surprised about how impactful that it was, just to think about, I mean, we've all read self-help books and things that were like, oh yeah, that's okay. But just how impactful it was in my daily life, in my work, and how it impacts how I interact with my employees and my students, mm-hmm. and how it impacted how I've interacted with my spouse and my son. And it just, I was really, really, really shocked and very pleasantly pleased.
But like, it goes back to the grocery store music that I can't remember her name, that you know, you were sharing earlier about, like, you walk into a store or something, most places they carefully select that music because it's a part of like the ambience and how they want the customers to feel and how they want the customers to show up and all of that. You're going to have very different music, whether you're in a store or like you're at some sort of a boutique or like some sort of like physical fitness store, right? Like, it's going to have different types of music depending on what kind of mood they want to set. So yeah, I can see how, yeah, you realize that it just makes such a big difference. We've got this background music playing in our minds. Somebody in the chat said his humor. I definitely enjoyed that about the book, right? Who else liked his humor? I thought that was like a great bonus of the book. Like, it was just entertaining to read. My favorite comment that he made was, I think he was talking about turndown techniques. And he's like, he mentioned about, how did he word it? Like, the lie about like, the dry shampoo, that like he felt like he'd been betrayed all these years, like he didn't realize dry shampoo was a thing, and like his wife was like using the dry shampoo all these years and he never even knew, like, what, I've been lied to all this time. I thought that was hilarious. surprised that he said he's not a pleasant person. Awesome. Yeah, go ahead, Toby.
Yeah, I think I was mostly surprised that he narrated the audiobook because I downloaded it with Audible and my husband and I listened to it together. Mm-hmm. And it was just a lot more personal to have him doing that. So that was one thing I was surprised about. Mm.
Yeah. What was you guys' favorite turn down technique? Or what turn down technique have you used this past month? Turn down techniques, anybody? Working on a puzzle, someone said in the chat. Yeah. I really like how we talked about like using a turn down technique in the first place and how that can be just a good way to interrupt the overthinking that's happening. Just like go and do something. 5 deep breaths. That's a good one to do even like going into a meal. Because otherwise like you don't notice sometimes like going into a meal, like you're bringing in a lot of like stress or tension or you're thinking about this or that. And then, you know, it's easier to meditate, walking away for a bit, dance party, lighting candles. Go ahead, Kim.
I liked the fact he described it as a knob rather than a switch. Like, I've been spending years looking for that switch, you know, on, off, black, white, lose weight straight away. And the fact that he talked about the knob and how you can turn it up or turn it down just in everything in life is pretty amazing because I think we've been taught to find the switch.
Yeah. I remember, I think I gasped or something when I saw that. I was like, oh, it's a dial, not a switch. Like, we're over here looking for the switch and it's like, no, there is no switch. We're just going to turn it down. And I just love how well it aligns with everything that we're doing in here as an OBS woman. Awesome. Okay. Any other like just big takeaways or something you really want to share, something that really resonated with you or any questions that you still have about the book? Or like how it's just applying to your weight loss. I would love to hear from you guys. Jenna really enjoyed it. Awesome. If you're to raise your hand or just unmute. Any other like valuable takeaways from the book or questions you have about the book or how you're applying it specifically to your weight loss.
It's Paulette, again, and this isn't exactly related to weight loss, but I was going to have a medical procedure done, and I was really afraid to do it, and I've been putting it off, and the whole thing about this is too hard, you know, kept going through my head. And then it occurred to me, you know, I can do hard things. I've done hard things. And I went in to the procedure with a completely different soundtrack. And I fared really well. So I don't know if that was all of it, but it certainly helped.
Yeah. That's amazing. I'm so glad that helped.
I'll tell y'all, my medical procedure was a colonoscopy. I just never had one, and I was super scared.
Yeah. Well, good for you for getting that done. Like, of course, that can be scary or something that you put off. I don't think anyone's ever excited about having that done, but it's, like, such a great way to take care of yourself, right? What about you, Mariana?
So in the study guide that had the page where you list all your old shitty soundtracks that you're retiring. Yeah. And when I first started, I go, oh, you know, really, how many shitty soundtracks do I really have? Well, when I started writing them all out, it was a whole page of them. And I went,
yeah, you went, wow. In thinking, oh, I'm going to have so much blank space on this page.
I had to turn it over and continue on the other side. And I said, you know, well, this is a good thing to pivot from and to try to, you know, make new soundtracks on. So I kind of went through each one of them and tried to work on a few of them as a result of the book and say, you know, these are things that I really need to change my thought process on. And I think some of it has helped, but it just needs to be repeated often enough. I think, you know, I'm trying to repeat them on my planners, just to keep remembering, because you forget. Like I just went back and read them again and I went, wow, I forgot about a few of those. So
yeah. What were some of them, if you don't mind sharing?
It was very, very helpful, really.
Well, good. Well, glad. What was one shitty soundtrack that in law retired? Do you remember?
Yeah, I never finished. I never finish anything. Basically, with dieting and weight loss and things of that nature. And one of the other one is I'm lazy, and what's one of the other one too? I'm not consistent enough to lose weight. So I've really kind of pivoted from that by taking action about finishing the book. So I recorded that as I do finish things, you know. I finished a work project. So I'm writing down what I'm actually finishing so that I have something to change it to, change that soundtrack to say that's not really true.
That one only feels true because your brain has gotten good at noticing the few things that you don't finish. And it's been all this time ignoring all the things you are finishing.
Yeah.
So now that you've given it the new soundtrack, it's like you're programming your brain. Now it's like looking for those things like, oh, let's look for all the things we are finishing.
Right.
I like that. Okay. What about you, Amy?
So kind of just... going off of what Mary Ellen just said, I have been trying to come up with a process for dealing with these negative soundtracks. And like she said about losing them, I don't know. I've just kind of been wondering maybe what other people have come up with for a process around that, because I'm thinking, you know, maybe I need a separate journal and each page is a soundtrack that I want to address. I love how she said that she's coming up with new evidence for those negative soundtracks. I love that idea. I really think I'm going to take that as a takeaway from this discussion. Because, you know, in my head, I want to look at it analytically and almost have a different journal page for each one and capture that evidence of why it's not true.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just kind of wanted to throw it out to the group and see if anybody else has kind of come up with a process for keeping these forefront of your mind and almost addressing them on a regular basis rather than writing them down once and forgetting about them.
Yeah. Anybody have any ideas for that? What were you guys doing?
I think what Corinne has said, that you should add, and that's what I think now, that's what my brain thinks now. You just, always my soundtrack is I always quit. And lately I've been found myself to say, and I think, and this is what my brain wants me to think now. You know, add a sentence to show you that this is just a thought. This is not a fact, and you can change it.
That's a great tip. Yeah, like in the moment, catching it, and that's just a thought. I don't longer think that thought anymore. That's excellent. Another good thing that you guys can do, which is why I made these separate pages, make sure you don't just like put away your study guide and forget about it. Like these two pages, page 21, which is the old shitty soundtracks I'm retiring, and then page 22, which is the No BS New Anthems. Those are two good pages to pull out. You can keep them in your planner. You can hang them, you know, like pin them to your wall or like your refrigerator so that you don't forget about them. Page 21 and 22 of the study guide. So like with the old shitties, you can take that, like you can take one every week and work on it. Or you can take one of the new anthems you came up with and be like, all right, this week I'm going to journal on all the evidence supporting this new thought that I'm now thinking. Or with the old shitties, let me journal for 5 minutes on all the reasons I no longer think this thought and why it's not true. Like, go through the three questions. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it kind? What could I think instead? Why is it important to me that I no longer have room for that thought in my mind? Awesome. Yeah, so definitely pull those out, hang them up somewhere, or keep them in your planner. You can, if you're ever looking for a journaling prompt, or, you know, just so you can refer back to it for sure. A lot of people in the chat are also mentioning John Acuff's book, Finish. So he's written many other books. The other really good one that a lot of members have read is the book, Finish. That's a good one for anyone dealing with like perfectionism. So if you really got a lot out of soundtracks, I recommend either reading Finish next, which you can get free from the library, or you can order the book. You can also try our Thoughts 2.0 course, or go to module 2 of No BS, which is also all about like thoughts. You can, those are like really good next resources if you want to continue working on this. I know a lot of you guys are always looking for something to do in No BS for self-development. I also want to encourage you guys, before I forget, I want to encourage you to leave a review. So like if you got the book somewhere, if you got it on Amazon or something, either leave a review for him, you know, just, you know, say what you got out of the book. It doesn't have to be a long review. A review could be like one or two sentences on why you recommend it or what you got out of it. That always helps the author. Or you could always like do a picture of the book or a selfie or something and tag him on social media. I know authors love to see that. They love to see people like spreading the word about the book, either via review or just like a sharing it with somebody. I know several of you guys have also ordered extra copies and are giving them as gifts. That's another great idea. Go ahead, Miriam. I see your hand up.
Oh, I just wanted to say, people were talking about what they, you know, how to carry it forward. I took all my notes and wrote it on a two-sided piece of, in the computer, I sort of transcribed it all, and then I put it in my planner so that I can kind of keep referring back to it and then keep adding content. And that even has happened since I made that. There was a thing that I was like, what's going on? Like, why did I do that? And trying to, and actually had the really nice generosity of my husband. We were in the car for 5 hours, and I was like, what do you think was going on there? And like, we completely unpacked it, came up with a whole new soundtrack that was going to be beneficial. I haven't had a chance to like really write it up, or I would share it, but I really didn't want to lose touch with the things that I learned in the book. I wanted to be able to keep working with them, so that was a way that I found to do that without just like keeping the book like on my table all the time.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I love that. Yeah, I know we have lots of pages in the beginning of the planner. I know some of you guys use up all the pages, but some of you guys don't, you know. So if you had like a page that you weren't really using, like for like I know we have, I think, a page where like the ideal schedule or like little time slots or something, you can always pencil in some of these new soundtracks that you want to practice there. Somebody in the chat said, John Acuff was Corinne's first guest interview back in 2018. I'm putting in the book study homepage again because I believe I linked it up there. So if you want to go listen to the very first interview that he did with her, and I think it was about Finish, you can listen to that. Yeah. Actually, let's see. I pulled it up. I don't see it on there, but I'll make sure it gets added. And you can also search for it on the website. If you just search John Lee Cuff, it'll come up. I'll make sure it gets on there. Okay. And then somebody else was asking about, there's been talk about doing High Five by Mel Robbins. I think it's in the other room. I've been reading that one and listening to it in the car. It's also another really great book. We are trying to see if we can do that for our next book study pick, but I will let you guys know for sure. As of right now, we don't have anything picked for the first quarter of the new year, just because we have camp and we have some really exciting things coming for you guys in January and February. But I will let you guys know for sure. We're really trying to see if we can get Mel Robbins on here. How about The Gap and the Gain? I know Corinne mentioned that book recently, and that one's also on my list. I'm going to look into that one. But I know a lot of you guys are already reading The High Five Habit by Mel Robbins, and you guys are already getting a lot out of that. So if you're like, I want something to read, what can I read next? I know Corinne has read it. Several people on the NoBS team have read it. I'm listening to it, and it's also really good. Okay, we're going to get ready to wrap up here. If you have any last questions, any last takeaways to share, now is the time. This has been such a good discussion. I'm so glad that you guys participated. It sounds like we got a lot out of it. It was so good. And I'm glad you guys found the study guide helpful as well. I had a blast working on that, and it's always my goal that it just facilitates the learning for you guys. Yeah, Jean said High Five is great on Audible. She reads the book, and I love her voice, and she's very engaging as well. Awesome. All right. Let me just see if there was anything else I wanted to share before we get on here, but this has been really great. Thank you guys so much for showing up. It's been amazing seeing you in the group. If you are still reading the book, still have takeaways or anything like that, the Facebook group will still be there. You can always tag me, or if you have any questions about your weight loss or questions about what resources you can use next, if there's something specific that you want to work on, you can always ask us and ask coaches. All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a good night. I'll see you for the next book study. Bye.